I mean, I had a lot of fun playing. I just absolutely enjoyed playing for 15 years, and I was blessed to have, no injuries, pretty much, and I played for some great coaches, My defensive coordinator out in the Rams, his name was Fritz Schirmer, and he came here to Green Bay and won a Super Bowl with you guys a few years back. And defensive coordinator Dom Capers and Dick LeBeau and just Bill Cowher was my head coach. I just was really, really blessed to play underneath some good leaders we talked about before. Just good leaders, good communicators, good people that were just sold out for football. So it was a blessing.
Do you have any doubts that this defense here, there were some struggles last year, obviously, but that things can get turned around? Is the personnel there?
I have no doubts at all that Coach Thomas assembled a great staff and is going to be a productive defense. I do, no doubts.
So you're chomping at the bit for camp to start?
Hey, you know what? I feel like headbutting someone right now. And you're the closest to me.
It's
kind of leaning in over here.
Sneaking in.
I'm excited. This is a great opportunity for me, and I'm excited to take it, take the bull by the horns and start to wrestle.
To your credit, Kevin, you still look like you can play.
Oh, stop. Looks are deceiving.
All right.
But I appreciate that.
You do have a varied background. I know you were talking with Mike about, your military background and whatever. Mm. Is that just kind of what you are as a life experience guy and you're a real world guy, so to speak?
A real world guy, I'm not sure what that is. But I just know that, I had a lot of benefits being a military dependent, growing up with a father that was, sold out for the military in 32 years and airborne ranger, the whole deal, Vietnam vet. So it was a lot of benefits there. Obviously, discipline, regimentation, discipline, responsibility, just a lot of different, factors. So.
Is that the way you approached football, just
absolutely.
All out, give it all you got?
Absolutely. And I hope that was evident. So yeah, I think so.
Are you most proud of the fact that, like Mike said, you're obviously third all-time in sacks, but number one among linebackers?
Well, when I came in the league back in 85, everybody was looking for the next Lawrence Taylor. John Robinson, my head coach, and Fritz Schirmer, my defensive coordinator, they pretty much cast me in that mold when I came out in 85. And everybody was looking for that guy. And there were some guys, Daryl Talley and Ricky Jackson from New Orleans and some Carl Banks and some fellas out there, Derek Thomas, and we're all trying to chase LT. So there's a bunch of us that were trying to do what he was doing, which was a very complicated deal. He had to be, he had to be quick and have the power rushing the passer like a defensive end, like a big guy. But he had to have the size to be mobile and to cover like a big, strong safety. And he also had to play the run hard at the point of attack. So he was really a prototypical hybrid kind of outside backer in that 3-4 that the coaches were like, wow, we need to find more guys like this. So that was kind of how it evolved, and I was in that right after that time frame, right after LT came in. So it was good that I was able to do some things,
Do you expect Aaron Cameron's role to be similar to your role in this defense?
Absolutely. The outside backers in the 3-4 have to do the exact three basic scenarios that I told you. They have to rush like big defensive ends against big offensive tackles, which are 6'6", 330, and so forth. Obviously, they get picked up by a running back every once in a while, but it's a rare occasion when a running back will try to block an outside back in the 3-4. An outside backer in a 3-4 has to play the run hard at the point of attack, and there's so many different blocking schemes that they try to get, the offenses try to get on the perimeter. And an outside backer has to be able to cover. He's got to be able to drop in curl flats, buzz flats, fire flats, all kinds of things like that. So he's got to be able to do that. And I'm excited. I'm excited looking at the personnel that we have. and excited to working with him. Everything I understand from Winston and Coach Joe Witt is that they have great work ethic and they have great heart and they have fire about them. And they're my kind of guys already, and I hadn't even met them, but just hearing about them. So I can't wait to meet them and start working with them.
Is that tough, though, Kevin, for an end to convert to that? I mean, obviously, Aaron's played with his hand down now for quite a while, and it's probably been since college since he played, you know, like a true linebacker position. Is that tough to all of a sudden have a different mindset and drop and do all that stuff?
Well, I think as long as you have a heart and you're fired up and you're motivated and you're willing to learn, which everything I've heard about these fellas, I mean, they are. I think it's a coachable deal. I think it's a coachable deal. So,
Kevin, were you in a 3-4 in college or Auburn?
I was.
Because I guess I'm just wondering what the transition process is going to be like for Aaron. I mean, here's a guy who made it in the NFL and became a Pro Bowl player, didn't go to the scouting combine, so we know kind of his character. But it's still a different skill set, isn't it? I mean, it's not a easiest transition in the world, I guess.
I mean, I don't know how athletic I was when I played. I mean, I'm sure there were some teams that tried to walk me out on number two and have me cover wide receivers vertical up the field. You know, you have a wide job description as an outside backer, and it's a repetitive nature of working on that specific set of fundamentals and skills and technique in order to master that. And I can tell you that, you know, we will have a ton of repetitions doing the things that these outside backers need to do to play this position. They will be repped, and repped. And so it will be second nature for them to do.
And obviously your focus is on everybody's going to play that position. But
That's correct. That's correct.
But you really, I mean, Campman is the most important one. I mean, he's the one we're going to talk about a lot, and he's the one who is probably going to.
You know, I can't comment on that. You got to talk to Dom Cape about that. Come on, give me some love. Come on, man. You got to let me out of one every once in a while.